Alright. And I'm back. So, that was a weird experience today. Now that I can look at it in, you know, subjective eyes, I think it was a special moment. Maybe it wasn't as big a moment as I was making it have to be at the point pop at the time. But it was a very important moment. That was a big breakthrough. It was a lot of breakthroughs. It showed me that if I'm in the moment, barriers are non-existent. It's pretty awesome. It's just that being in the moment part is hard. And now that I'm down to a main driver, that other driver that is vying for the spot right now is there too, but he's not being jealous about it. Cheering me on. He's stepping in when I'm about to overstep. I can't help but feel self-conscious about talking this way, but it's just metaphors. This is the only way I can convey the message. It's not literally a personality or a person sitting there. It's a way of thinking, a different way of thinking that is trying to take control. And I think I've already uprooted my bad way of thinking. I finally got a new driver in charge, and now that a new driver's in charge, it's a lot of competition to become that new driver, so I just gotta trust myself that I got the best person at the wheel. I just keep making progress. So, in the midst of whatever I was experiencing, I came up with a short mantra to sort of, I guess it would be called a mantra. I don't know. I don't know much about Eastern mysticism or any of that stuff. I know a little bit. I know there's a lot to it. I know that I'm not going to be moving to India and joining ashrams and any of that stuff. But I think I can still reach what I'm looking for without having to do that. That's a higher level of breakthrough that I'm willing to have this lifetime. And that's okay. I'm not done rising right now. But I know when it comes to a point of spiritual awakening, there's going to be avenues that I'm not willing to go through yet, like them. Giving up the family and all that, because I do believe in order to reach the highest point, you're going to have to let go of everything. That's the only way it can go. But right now, at my age and with my children and wife, and I don't want to let go of that. That's what I want right now. Some might say I'm tempting the universe to take them from me, but I don't think so. I think that doesn't feel right. I think each life you live, you're allowed to pick your limits. So, that's one of my hard limits, is I want my family. Now, if I end up to be like 86 and at the end of my life and everything is at a good point, maybe I can, you know, check out, really deep dive. But right now I want to live with a family. I want to raise a family. I want to have a career. I want to be successful. I want to have a nice house. I don't want anything more than what I deserve, honestly. And I finally broke through the barriers enough to see that I can get that. I'm going to get what I deserve, and I'm going to work hard, and I'm not going to be handed anything. I'm not expecting to be handed anything. I'm ready to do the work. And I'm finally, I think, to a point where I won't be holding myself back. So, yeah, to be honest about how I feel at the moment. I don't really know how I feel right now. It was an amazing experience, a completely surreal experience. A true awakened experience, because I saw myself from so many different perspectives. So many. It's pretty amazing. And to know that I've settled down onto one, I call it a driver, but one perspective that is being used right now. I have many more in my back pocket that I can refer to, but the person talking now is the one in charge, the one who's driving. He has a competitive best friend who wants to get in the seat too, but has acquiesced at the moment and is going to do his best to make sure me, this current driver, gets this best chance, if I would do that for him. And it's weird, because I'm talking about myself. That's why I'm starting to feel crazy. This is what schizophrenics feel like, but I don't think so. It doesn't feel out of control. And then again, I guess you can argue that's the scary part. If you don't feel out of control, then something's wrong. Because you're talking weird. But I don't know. At my core, I feel that was a great experience that's going to be very helpful for me. That is what I truly believe. So, with that in mind, I take today as a massive victory, a huge breakthrough. I set myself limits. I said, fine, if you want to prove yourself, then do this by this time, and I did it. With a minute to spare, the rest of the evening was fantastic. The ice cream social was a hit. It was great. I was able to pull off everything that I believed myself. I believed in myself that I could do. And nothing else suffered. Because I allowed myself to believe in myself. And I got it done. I guess this is like an epilogue to my moment earlier. Now I just feel like normal me. I'm tired. I don't want to go to work. That's usual. I'm tired of working nights. We've been over this. So I'm just exhausted. It was an exhausting experience, I think, today. The amount of energy I felt flowing through me and how I was able to feel it move at my will at times. Now I felt like I was spinning out of control, but I was able to gather the energy and plant my feet, push it down to my feet to keep me grounded. I mean, it sounds crazy, but that's what it felt like. It was pretty cool. Like a matrix or something. Like I could feel the energy, the chi. That's why that mantra came from, was through chi, you can talk to your drivers. So after that breakthrough, I talked about sort of like, it felt like a gathering area where all the different me's that ever were, sorry, there was a burp there. All the me's that ever were in one place and able to talk. And it's like they were congratulating me, like, welcome, hey, you made it to this far, good job, that was a really good, woo. So now I'm pretty exhausted, that was a lot of energy. I was gonna listen to TED Talks and do writing and work on things, but I'm gonna take today to reflect, to meditate on it. Instead of working on my lunch break, I'm gonna maybe sit in the car, meditate, drift out to sleep for a little bit. I don't know. But I'm going to enjoy my win today, and I'm going to take it easy, and I'm going to listen to stupid, goofy podcasts, and I'm not going to feel bad about it if I don't use the time to push myself forward. I've been doing an amazing job pushing myself forward. And I know I get nervous about allowing myself to coast, because that's my MO. I get a victory, and then I coast on it for a long time. Without learning from it or applying it or anything. I need to realize that there's no reason to coast. Even though I think I crossed over a hill, I've crossed onto the other side, the downhill, instead of the uphill. There's still no reason to coast downhill. I should be running downhill. So that's... I'm not worried about going back to coasting. So I'm going to allow myself the evening. I'm going to listen to goofy, funny stuff at work. I'm going to get things done, take it easy, come home, go to sleep. And then when I wake up tonight, I can start thinking about what my next step is. I think I need to just write the book. This book I've been thinking about writing, with angels and demons and old souls and new souls and bad lost souls. And but yeah, I think I'll just write the book. Just start writing it. Don't worry about structure or anything. Use a book. You know, like a dummy's guide or an idiot's guide to a novel or some shit. And just write the book. And have people read it. That's what you should do. Give yourself till January 1st to write the book. You got 3 months. What is it? It's August? Almost September. So yeah, a little over 3 months. It's long enough to get a first draft. Alright, last time I committed to a deadline on audio, I met it. So let's try it. Let's write a book by January 1st. I don't know what it's going to turn into, but using what you've been writing so far, or what your idea has been so far as a base, and then sort of mix in all this old soul, lost soul type stuff you've been playing with, perspectives, things like that. So yeah. Boom, 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 ba boom, boom, ba boom, 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 boom. I thought I was going to feel bad about slacking off a bit. I was like, you got to keep this forward momentum going. You got to go. Keep it going. No. I deserve this break. I deserve this slow, relaxed evening. I feel really relaxed. I feel really at ease. I'm just going to let this feeling continue. This overall sort of calm, relaxed feeling. And I was gonna listen to the recording again. I only listened to half of it. I haven't finished all of it, the one that I posted, but I'm gonna let that go too. I'm gonna listen to that tomorrow. I'll listen later before I just start in on whatever it is I'm gonna do. This book. No, I know what it is. Sorry. Dude, you just said what it is you were gonna do. I know you're nervous about it, and it scares you, because it's something you've wanted to do for over a decade, even longer probably, so just do it. Now figure out what you're going to do. You're going to write the book before January 1st. Okay. So yeah, relaxed. Nice. I used to feel uneasy and weird when relaxing, and then I would let that just sort of spiral into some kind of depression, and then I wouldn't get anything done. So talking about it too much. Let's just enjoy it. All right, well, talk to y'all later.